climate change denial and psychological barriers to pro-environmental behavior. Authors: Shruti Garg. From Department of Psychology, Indraprastha College for Women, University of Delhi. Abstract: The purpose of the study is to examine the psychological barriers to environmental conservation and the dynamics of climate change denial among educated adults through focus group discussion. The participants were four young adults, 18 to 21 years of age, and four middle-aged adults, 35 to 50 years. Through a semi-structured interview, the psychological aspects of pro-environmental behavior and related emotions were analyzed. The various aspects explored were the preference people give to the issue of climate change as compared to other social issues, how people perceive their individual role in climate change, to what extent people are ready to bring changes in their lifestyle to address climate change, why do people do little for environment and consider it a petty issue despite widespread awareness. The data collected was transcribed and analyzed through thematic analysis. This study provides critical information with respect to climate change denial and subsequently insights for encouraging pro-environmental behavior in the Indian context. Keywords: climate change denial, psychological barriers, pro-environmental behavior, environmental awareness. 1. Introduction. High-consequence risks such as human-induced climate change are central to the current age of advanced modernity. This global environmental problem has become extremely controversial in many countries. It has also provoked a significant degree of denial both of the reality of climate change and of its status as a problem deserving amelioration. Kleeman et al., 2001, have demonstrated the models of possible consequences of climate change by conducting a focus group discussion on adult Swiss population, and their findings suggested that more attention was needed to be given to the social and psychological motivations as to why individuals erect barriers to their personal commitment to climate change mitigation, even when professing anxiety over climate futures. Comfort interpretation: perceived unwillingness to abandon what appeared as personal comfort, the tragedy of the commons interpretation, cost to individual freedom to choose and to be happy in an economy of beneficence are too great to contemplate for an uncertain climate future, the manager fix interpretation, the belief in technological solutions, and the governance distrust interpretation, deep distrust of government as a reliable locus for pursuing the public interest, have been observed. Kleeman et al., 2001. Researches undertaken in Western society have examined whether conservative white males are more likely than other adults in the U.S. general public to endorse climate change denial, McCride and Dunlap, 2011. They utilized public opinion data from 10 Gallup surveys from 2001 to 2010, focusing specifically on 5 indicators of climate change denial, and found that conservative white males are significantly more likely than other Americans to endorse denial views on all 5 items. These differences were found to be even greater for those conservative white males who self-reported understanding global warming very well. A research by Lorenzoni, Nicholson Cole, and Whitmarsh, 2007, reported on the barriers that members of the UK public perceive while engaging with climate change using mixed methodologies, qualitative and quantitative. The paper defined engagement as an individual state, comprising 3 elements: cognitive, affective, and behavioral. A number of common barriers emerged from the studies, which operate broadly at individual and social levels. These major constraints to individual engagement with climate change had implications for achieving significant reductions in greenhouse gases in the UK. Lorenzoni et al., 2007. Climate change and environmental degradation are the major global problems which have serious consequences like natural calamities, but most of us do remain disengaged with these issues. Since a major objective of psychology is to improve human well-being, it becomes imperative that psychologists intervene in the awareness programs regarding pro-environmental behavior. This is especially because the aforementioned includes complex human emotions, cognition, and behavior. In fact, the connection of climate change and pro-environmental behavior with psychology can be surprising for many people, but still conservation psychology is in its struggle to emerge as a new field. In the book, Climate Change Denial, Heads in the Sand, the author talks about Svante Arrhenius, who first suggested that increase in atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels could lead to global climate change. It was a radical claim. It was a prediction that human activities could match the scale of natural forces. The first scientist to claim that climate change was under process was a British engineer named Stuart Callender. Climate change became an established scientific fact with time. In 1980s, scientists knew that it surely would happen. In 1979, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences wrote, "If carbon dioxide continues to increase, the study group finds no reason to doubt that climate changes will result and no reason to believe that these changes will be negligible." Washington and Cook, 2011. There is no one definitive explanation of the term climate change denial as it has been used in different contexts. The term has popularly been used to explain the behavior of people who would straightaway reject the scientific truth behind climate change and label it a part of a worldwide propaganda against the oil companies. But today, people have almost accepted the fact that climate change is happening. However, denial still prevails in other forms. The book by Carrie Marie Norgaard, Living in Denial, talks about British sociologist Stanley Cohen, 2001, who described three varieties of denial: literal, interpretive, and implicatory. Literal denial is the assertion that something did not happen or is not true, global warming skeptics. In interpretive denial, the facts themselves are not denied but are instead given a different interpretation. The other is implicatory denial, in which information is not minimized, but the psychological, political, or moral implications that conveniently follow are minimized. For example, William Nirenberg argued ideologically that results of climate change would be negligible, because people were highly adaptable, and technological innovation, flourishing under free market conditions, would enable us to address any adverse impacts that arose. Norgaard, 2011. The present study is concerned with the implicatory and interpretative climate denial among educated adults. The major concern is why educated people live in a state of denial towards climate change and why are they stopped by certain psychological barriers for engaging in pro-environmental behavior. A British council research in the metro cities of India finds that 83% of the population is aware of the problem of climate change, but only 12% of them are doing something about it. All of us in this nuclear age experience some kind of psychic numbing, Norgaard, 2011. We know that our life can end in any moment, yet we live as we do not know this. This is often summarized in a term called absurdity of double life. We live with the knowledge on the one hand that we, each of us, could be consumed in a moment together with everyone and everything we have touched or loved, and on the other our tendency to go about business as usual, continue with our routines as though no such threat existed, Norgaard, 2011. The purpose of the present study is to examine the psychological barriers to pro-environmental behavior and dynamics of climate change denial among educated adults in Indian context through focus group discussion. The participants were four young adults, 18 to 21 years of age, and four middle-aged adults, 35 to 50 years of age. Climate change and environmental degradation are major global-level problems which need to be addressed. However, despite widespread awareness and knowledge, majority of people do and think little about environment. It is important to have knowledge of psychological aspects of pro-environmental behavior for encouraging it. Focus group discussion was chosen as the method as it is was required to gather people together and discuss about the topic. It is the appropriate method for collecting varied opinions, beliefs, and attitudes regarding certain topic of common interest. 1. Methodology. Participants. The participants were four young adults, 18 to 21 years of age, and four middle-aged adults, 35 to 50 years of age, from heterogeneous groups of occupation, backgrounds, and education. For the purpose of study, the names given to young adults were Y1, Y2, Y3, and Y4, and the middle-aged participants were coded as A1, A2, A3 and A4. A semi-structured interview schedule was made on the topic of climate change denial. The subtopics included the use of plastic bags, preference of private and public transportation, their views on odd-even rule and ways to conserve water and electricity. A video was also played for the participants. The detailed interview schedule is available in Appendix 1. The focus group discussion was run in a community hall of an apartment complex in Rohini, Delhi. The room arranged was such that the group sits in a semicircle to aid discussion. Also, a screen to play video clips was placed. A bottle of water was kept in front of each participant. It was made sure that there were no disturbances. After setting up the room, the participants were called inside and were made to sit at their designated places. The purpose of study was explained to them. Subsequently, consent was taken from the participants. The discussion was about an hour and a half long. The data collected from this focus group discussion was recorded, transcribed, and then analyzed by thematic analysis, Table 2. It is a method for identifying, analyzing and reporting patterns, themes, within data. Thematic analysis is performed through the process of coding in 6 phases to create established, meaningful patterns. These phases are: familiarization with data, generating initial codes, searching for themes among codes, reviewing themes, defining and naming themes, and producing the final report. 1. Discussion. The purpose of the present study is to examine the psychological barriers to pro-environmental behavior and dynamics of climate change denial among educated adults in Indian context through focus group discussion. Climate change and environmental degradation are major global-level problems which need to be addressed. The first theme that arose from the study was awareness of environmental issues and lack of actions. This theme is significant because our main concern is why people fail to take action despite being aware about climate change and other environmental issues. It was evident that the participants were aware about the problems, consequences, and solutions to the problem of climate change. As stated by the participant A3, nature has changed. When the weather should be of harvesting, we have monsoon season. Now the harvest will get destroyed, the rates will go high. However, they agreed they don't take actions that they are capable of, as pointed by participant A1. It doesn't matter how much we talk about the issue, there is no implementation. This can be taken as a sign of implicatory denial. For instance, A4 stated, "We say we will save water, but we don't." NY3 contended, "Yes, I agree, more talks and less action." In her book, Carrie Marie Norgaard had coined the term double reality, which meant that people in one reality live with collectively constructed sense of normal everyday life and in another reality with the troubling knowledge of increased automobile use, melting of polar ice caps, etc. This theme can related to this idea of double reality, where participants agreed about both awareness and lack of action about climate change. The next theme that appeared was convenience and comfort as psychological barrier. One aspect of this theme, which is prominent, is that participants find it convenient to ignore the problem related to climate change as they perceive them to exist far away in the future. According to them, these problems are not a priority as they are out of sight. They are more concerned with the problems that they are experiencing at present, as pointed out by Y1, yes, human species can become extinct, but in the future, A3, after a limit, there will be no food and no water. Y3, climate change is leading to problems for farmers, for people in coastal areas. Another aspect is that people find it convenient to solve the issues which are personal to their experience. For instance, A1 stated, "We will eradicate it if we are affected by it in our vicinity. If I am affected by corruption, I would like to eradicate it. People in Jammu and Kashmir would like to eradicate terrorism." And Y4, "If I had respiratory problems, then I would like to eradicate environmental issues." This theme also highlighted that many participants have now become habitual of their comfortable lifestyle, and they find it difficult to compromise their comfort or wealth as required for pro-environmental behavior. Participants remarked, A2, "We have developed such a habit that we don't compromise anymore." A3, "My society has houses with fans in their kitchens." Also, "It is convenient for the participants to not to think about environment as they have ample amount of resources. They feel that until and unless humans do not face scarcity, they will not understand the value of resources." For instance, A3, "When we get less, we will obviously consume less." Y2, "Today we have availability and so we are not conserving." And A1, "We have ample amount of resources today but will be harmful for coming generations." The participants were inclined to adjust only with the alternatives with equal comfort, convenience, and cost efficiency. People find it easy to blame their busy lifestyle for their lack of actions or for adjustments and compromises for the environmental conservation. Similarly, people in Switzerland also have found to display this perceived unwillingness to abandon what appeared as personal comfort, Kleeman et al., 2001. The next theme that emerged from the study was solace in comparison. This theme incorporated two dimensions, the other world comparisons and the historical comparisons. Participants drew comparisons with other countries like Singapore and America, which clearly suggested that these countries gave environment more importance than the people of India. According to the participants, the people in other countries have a better sense of disposal, hence keeping their country clean. As remarked by the participants, Y3, "They didn't see the present condition of India and just copied the rule from Singapore." And Y2, "The quality should be checked, like the quality of petrol and diesel in America is better than ours and hence they emit less pollution." They also made contrasts between the traditional way of living and the today's style of living. They felt that because of today's modern style of living, they are unable to think about nature and environment. For instance, A2 stated, Now we are dependent on money and facilities. We are becoming individualistic. We want own AC, own TV. All we get out of this is more privacy. Another theme that emerged from the study was shifting of blame. This theme embraces all the groups that individuals have blamed for their disengagement. The participants held accountable all the developed countries as a major polluting unit and thought that they should be the ones to start the initiative to do something about environmental degradation, as said by Y4. Developed countries are the main culprits, they harm the environment the most. People also accused the uneducated population, like maids and workers who they think waste resources. Despite being told by the participants they still don't try to save the resources like water, electricity, etc. Participant A4, my maid washes all the clothes and dishes and she does not know that we should conserve water, so she keeps the tap open for longer durations. Lastly, they talked about the role of government or political groups, that how they have been careless or have been successful. Participants felt that the government's focus is not on the main issue of environmental degradation, but rather the government uses these issues as political agendas to gain support. However, people also appreciated the different campaigns started by the government in schools and social media about being eco-friendly, as said by Y2. It's a political thing. If they genuinely cared, the focus would have been on point. They are not seeing the pollution in Ganga and are focusing on the cars that are not that harmful, and also that in a way government has helped by their campaigns, like Amir Khan's Incredible India. People have actually understood and the rate of littering has gone down. The campaigns started in schools about awareness regarding this have also helped. A study conducted by Kleeman et al., 2001, in Switzerland demonstrated the same interpretation of governance distrust and inferred that people have deep distrust in government as a reliable locus for pursuing the public interest. The next theme that arose from the study was realization of individual responsibility. Participants agreed to some extent that they don't feel much connected with the environment, maybe because of their busy and modern lifestyle. In some cases, participants shun away from taking the responsibility for climate change as they find this to be a problem beyond individuals' capacity and consider themselves helpless, as said by A3. Sometimes we have this thing in our mind: what difference shall it make if I am the only one conserving? This statement gives a sign of implicatory denial. There is not much that can be done, but still they were ready to do all that can be done to save environment. Participants consider themselves as the root cause of this humiliation of the environment. For instance, Y3 said, "But the future is very uncertain, but it would be harmful for sure. Don't know about extinction, but humans may be endangered as we are the root cause." They accepted their carelessness and through this discussion realized some of the responsibilities that should be taken by the individuals to improve these conditions. The final theme gave us the idea of hoping for a better tomorrow. Findings of this study suggest that there is still hope as people feel some sense of individual responsibility. They suggested what can be done to reduce the ill effects of climate change at both the societal and individual level. On a global level, they felt that the need of the hour is that each country comes forward and work together against this glitch of climate change. As pointed out by Y3, people should be made aware about the conditions of environment. Each and every country must work together. At the individual level, they suggested very minimal actions that can be taken by individuals in their day-to-day life activities. Participants like Y4 said, "We can plant trees outside our houses to keep the environment cool," or Y3, "Minimal use of plastics." They also suggested that certain actions should be taken by the government, like in checking the qualities of fuels and better disposal of garbage. Families should point each other regarding the conservation of environment whenever and wherever necessary. There is still hope as long as people have the sense of individual responsibility. 1. Conclusion. Through the study, we may conclude that despite being aware of the problems, consequences, and implications, there is a lack of public engagement on the issue of environment and climate change. It is convenient for the individuals to ignore the problems related to climate change as they perceive them to exist in the future and faraway places. Due to the ample visible availability of resources, it is probably easier to overlook the glitches related to environment. Also, individuals may find it difficult to be related with the environment as they are far away from the traditional way of living. There was a tendency to shift the responsibility of environmental protection to other groups, developed countries, government, etc. The participants suggested minimal actions on individuals' part that should be taken up by people, like planting trees, saving water, etc. Each country must work together to curb out this problem at the global level. In some way, this focus group discussion facilitated this group to realize their duties and faults towards the environment and gave hope for a better tomorrow. 2. Implications. Through this study, an attempt has been made to initiate researches on the topic of climate change denial and explore the field of conservation psychology. Hence, this research may be considered as a pilot study, as an effort to initiate future researches in the aforementioned field. The need of the hour is that psychologists intervene in the environmental conservation programs in a large way to identify and address climate change denial in Indian society. Findings of this study suggest that there is still hope as people feel some sense of individual responsibility. Thus, awareness programs and workshops can be held that may help individuals to understand the present status of environment. Such programs will certainly exhibit high participation from individuals. 3. Scope and limitations. Since the study conducted was a much more of a pilot study, the participants for the discussion were chosen by convenience sampling method and only one focus group discussion was held. Since conservation psychology is an emerging field and not many researches have been done in the Indian context, the results from this study should not be taken as generalized. Rigorous sampling using mixed methodologies need to be carried out in order to collect as much information possible from wider population, as not much literature is available in this field. 4. Acknowledgement. The author would like to acknowledge the mentorship provided by Ms. Serbhai Kumar, assistant professor at Indraprastha College for Women, University of Delhi. The author would also like to acknowledge the motivation and orientation provided by Dr. Govind Singh, assistant professor at Indraprastha College for Women, University of Delhi, from the field of environmental studies, and the support extended to her by Ms. Sonali Jain. 5. Appendix I. 1. If given a chance, which problem would you like to eradicate from the society and why? Open-ended, gender equality, religious intolerance, environment, corruption, terrorism, reservation, and anti-nationalism. 2. I am a member of the Street Play Society and I want your help to choose the topic, from the list, for next year. On what should I make the play and why? 3. Where do you think you'll be happier? In a natural environment like park or in a man-made entertainment center like malls. 4. How often do you talk about environment and its degradation? 5. Do you believe that climate is changing? 6. What is climate change? What according to you are the reasons for it? 7. Do you think human activities can bring changes in the climate? 8. Do you think the activities of your daily routine have contributed to the changes in climate? 9. What according to you are the consequences of these changes in climate? 10. Do you believe environmental problems are a danger to human species? 11. On a global level, what can be done to improve these conditions? 12. What do you think about the odd-even rule that was recently implemented? Why they agree or disagree, carpooling? What is the importance of the environmental motives behind this rule? 13. Do you think it should be implemented again? 14. Which mode of transportation do you prefer more? Public or private and why? 15. How many of you use plastic bags in everyday life? 16. Do you know some states in India have banned the use of plastic bags to some extent and why? 17. Why do you use plastic bags when you know that they are harmful? 18. If you are asked to switch off all the electrical devices for an hour, say 8 to 9 p.m., every day for saving electricity, would you be willing to adjust to it? 19. Where do you think you can conserve water in your daily routine? 20. What all you think can be done to conserve environment on your behalf? 21. How many things you actually do? 6. References. Clayton, S. and Myers, 2015. Guaranese. Conservation Psychology, Understanding and Promoting Human Care for Nature. West Sussex, Blackwell Publishing. Etc. This audio file was created by Panopreter Basic. You can download it at www.panopreter.com.